live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 267. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. We'll be joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. As always, we got a big show tonight. Football is back. We said it last week. Football is back. Football is officially back. We had week one in the college football last week. Craziness throughout the league for the first week. We've got NFL football starting tomorrow night with the defending champion Chiefs against the Detroit Lions. We've got some news and notes. We've got Pick'em tonight. Pick'em, me, Jonathan, and Tanner. So we'll hit that up this evening as well. But can't get it started without my main man, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you? Happy football week.
Man, in the place to be, man. It's good to be back, man. Yes, happy football week. I'm gonna get it out in the open. My Pick'em suck. But we'll get into that a little later. I'm just being honest, man. My Pick'em suck. But I pick winners. I don't necessarily pick spreads. Okay? I'm going to get better. I'm getting better this week, man. I'm telling you, man. But, like, nah, man, yeah. Happy football week, man. We got a lot of football to talk about. Shoot, the NFL opens up tomorrow. College football, splash. Us all in the face, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was Colorado, you know what I'm saying, and Deion Sanders, or it was LSU and that. Second half, what the hell was that? But, like, man, I know, man, football, I'm ready to talk about it, man. Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, absolutely. John, your boy is AEW, Indianapolis tonight.
What are you talking about?
Well. AEW. They're here in Indy tonight.
Oh, man, does anybody still follow that?
You know we don't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's dive right in. We'll start with the NFL. Yeah, we'll start with the NFL action, the fact that we'll have Tanner on here in a little bit, and from there we'll talk to the we'll go through the rest with college football and such. Colts, Jaguars, John, this Sunday, the Colts haven't won a first game in the regular season, I think since 2013 or 2014, so it's been a hot minute for the Colts since they've won a opening week. They've got the Jaguars. Jaguars, John, are the favorites in the division to win. Currently, give me 1 second as I bring it up. Because why would I have it on time? Right now, Jaguars are 5-point favorites on the road here at Lucas Oil Stadium against the Colts. John, Colts, new head coach, new quarterback, the quarterback had an off day, and apparently it's reported now today, make him look better. He spent 8 hours on his off day in there watching film, getting ready for the game. Ursay's just put out a tweet earlier. He's on that helicopter ready to fly back, ready for that concert Friday night with him and John Mellencamp, small town. A lot of things going on with the blue and white starting this weekend, John. Expectations for the Colts? This game, what you expecting to walk out with a dub here or what?
Man, you sounding like it's gonna be a festival, and if that's what it's gonna be, I'm all for it, man. You know, let's get Crossroads Sports up in one of those good, you know, cush little booths. They got, dude. We ain't got a cold invite, Brandon.
Nope.
And I'm going that route, Brandon, because Jim Irsay be up here tweeting, we be up here tweeting, and our paths never cross. I'm a little pissed off, man. I'm not talking about – we ain't talking about no more running backs. Jonathan Taylor, he's on the PUP list. That's 4 days. You know what I mean? 4 games, rather. And there's going to be running back of the week, I guess, till he comes back, man, because, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have to figure it out. But, like, the quarterback, what you say, these things, man, those are great things, man. He's studying tape, playing the part, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, this is for real, you know what I'm saying, come Sunday. Come Sunday, this is for real football. And, like, the kick guns are off. You're not going to be playing against the second troopers or whatever. And you're going to be – the expectations are for him to go out there and lead. Jim Mercer can have all the freaking concerts he wants and bring back John Cougar Mellencamp. And this is, you know what I mean, go all through that. I'm not going to go through the catalog, man. Everybody knows John Cougar Mellencamp has an expansive catalog. You know what I'm saying? We know this, man, you know. But Little Diddy being that, you know what I'm saying, my favorite. Little Diddy, everybody loves that one.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But like, nah, man. Back on that field, man. Let's see what it can do. The Jaguars, they're thinking, you know, I mean, this ain't another rub on the, you know what I'm saying? But they get their season supercharged and what a way to get a win on the road. That's what they're thinking. Business as usual. That's what they're thinking because this is the same team the last year finally won a playoff game, I do believe. You know, it's a short run for them, but then they're trying to expand on that. They're not coming on the road to lay eggs. So 5 points, Vegas must believe in the Colts defense just a little bit because I think that's a little light. But we'll see what the kid really got when the bright lights are on, man. And that don't necessarily mean just the quarterback, Brandon. That means the coach, too. The coach is now in the big seat. He ain't the offensive coordinator no more. This is you being in the CEO mode, Coach Steichen. So a lot of expectations from the fandom. Fandom going to say one thing, Brandon, but the truth of the matter is, man, like, football teams are supposed to win games. We all know this kid is in it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in this coach team is in a developmental situation right now. So I think that's why we have all these ancillary festivities kind of going around, man, getting it cranked up. And so, like, man, not knowing, like, hey, man, this is really a 4-12, you know, 13 team. You know what I mean? That's what it's probably going to be, growing pains. But you hope everything kind of goes according to plan. You hope you see a flash on Sunday, and, you know what I'm saying, out of the quarterback and out of the offense especially, and you hope, you know what I'm saying, primarily nobody, you know what I'm saying, gets hurt or injured.
Let me ask you this. Colts, Purdue football, and IU football, over under this season, 12 wins combined?
Man, I don't know, man. I was feeling, you said combined?
Combined.
Oh, and IU? And IU? Man, IU defense, man. I don't know, man. They might keep them in some games. I don't know where they're going to get points at.
Stop it. Those sissies played the most conservative game plan just to cover the spread. That's all they were doing. They never attacked Ohio State. Not once. They lost before they got in there.
There's something to that, man. I'm not going to argue with that, man, to that. But I don't know, man. 12 wins. I give them everybody right. They're going to get more than 12 wins.
No, they're not. No way. Combined, not a chance. All willing to put some stuff on that. Let me sign in real quick. Of course, my computer decides to take a little bit of a dump on me here, so give me 1 second. God dang it. All right. So, John, my question to you is, let me see. Sorry, just give me a second here. This thing is acting all crazy. All right. Around the league, tomorrow night, Chiefs, Lions, Travis Kelce, avoided a torn ACL somehow, my God. But you got Chiefs, Lions, tomorrow night, NBC season opener. The Lions come down. I think, I'm not saying they have a shot, but I think Lions have a shot to dethrone them week one, especially if Kelce doesn't play.
I mean, I think you're absolutely right, man. You got a hungry Detroit Lions team that ain't banged up. They still have some questions at quarterback, even though Jared Goff is, you know what I'm saying, a guy that's on the, you know what I'm saying, everybody, I would say 85% of the league would want to have him as a quarterback. 85% of the league would want to have a Jared Goff type of guy. You know what I'm saying? What's kind of between his heads sometimes is kind of the question mark, right? Like, you know what I'm saying, his tenacity and like wanting to go for it. But like, no, man, Detroit, I don't expect, I expect Detroit to be right in this game. But I don't know, Brandon. You know what I'm saying? I know we're not picking them on right now on NFL, right? You know what I'm saying?
No, we're not NFL pick them.
But if you're asking me, do I think Detroit? I think Detroit hangs around this game. But I think
if you want this year, me and you can pick them just straight up for the win.
Well, this game's open. Bet tomorrow. I like Patrick Mahomes to pull one out of his pocket, man. And I think it's close.
All right, maybe we'll do pick 'em. We'll do NFL pick 'em just for us. And it'll be, we won't do spreads. We'll just do game. How about that? That way you get one of each. You get the pick 'em for NFL, and you get the pick 'em for the other. So I think overall pick 'em, if we're just doing pick 'em, no spread, I think the Chiefs win as well. So we got two people on KC. Both of us are on KC to win the game. Panthers and Falcons in Atlanta. Desmond Ridder versus Bryce Young, Alabama boy. Frank Wright down there as well in Carolina. They traded away DJ Moore in the offseason to the Bears to kind of get that number one pick. I kind of like Carolina to go into Atlanta and win this game, even though I know I talked to Nas and them that I like Atlanta this year, but I think Frank Wright and them, I think they get the dub that first week.
Right, and we don't necessarily know what kind of a defensive heat Atlanta is potentially going to bring. I'm going to go the other way, though, Brandon. The kid, Bijan Robinson, is a star. He's probably the next running back there. He's probably going to walk out, right?
Yep.
Don't have a problem with the Hawks in like a year and a half or so when they figure out they're going to pay him $14 million per season. I expect that offense, the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Falcons offense to open up this year, man. I'm going with the Falcons.
Okay. Next one, we got the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud, the number two pick, heading up to Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson and OBJ. OBJ's there in Baltimore now. Take on the Ravens team. I think Baltimore cruises in this game, and C.J. Stroud, rookie, life's going to come at you fast in this game. That Baltimore defense is going to eat him up.
Man, they really don't have any elite-level receivers, man, in Texas. I thought that was kind of like when the scouts were saying that early on in the preseason, man, like, who is he going to be throwing to? I'm like, man, well, who the hell? I thought the Texans had been kind of stockpiling, you would thought they had been stockpiling talent outside of the quarterback, you know, since they've been had their issues with Deshaun Watson and all everything else. And, you know, I mean, you would thought they, you know, had a tight end that, you know, or had a four or five good,
right,
you know what I'm saying, wideouts or whatever, but like, nah, man, he is dealing with some guys that probably, you know, friends, USFL guys there, and definitely not necessarily elite, you know what I'm saying, so like, there's going to be some growing pains, so, yeah, give me the Ravens.
Okay. Next one, AFC North battle, Bengals, Joe Burrow says he's going to play, he's back. Joe Burrow going to Cleveland to take on Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. Rivalry game here, John. Who do you like, Bengals, Browns?
Joe Burrow said he's playing. Give me Joe. Give me the Bengals.
Okay, I'm going to take the Bengals as well. I think I do think it's closer than the experts think in this game. May come down to a field, Evan McPherson field goal to salt the game away, but I think Bengals win by, I'll say by six, even though we're not doing spreads for the NFL, but I'll say they win by six for that game. The next one, John, the marquee game, especially for our listening audience, Jaguars at Colts, Lucas Oil Stadium, 1 p.m. John, your official pick, Jaguars at Colts.
Oh, man, Uncle Reggie's going to kill me, man, if I don't say the Colts at least by four. But like, so long as the kid, I'm gonna keep on saying, if Anthony Richardson doesn't get into a pick 'em, like, you know what I'm saying, he threw a pick six here or an interception here or there. I think even with the inaccuracy that he's, you know what I'm saying, that he's kind of, that you kind of see out there, man, that they keep this a little close. Brandon, the defense don't get tested. Because, again, man, it's still a little – it might be just a little average. Where's the pressure going to come from? Is the pressure – I mean, Kwity Paypoint? Is he ready? You know what I'm saying? Is this defense ready? I mean, I didn't even mention the whole Darius Leonard thing. You know what I mean? So
– right.
But I think offensively they kind of keep it close. Again, Shane Stockton does know how to run the ball. I kind of joked about it in the previous segment, man, about, you know what I'm saying, running back of the week. That might be what they do till they figure out the Jonathan Taylor thing. But I think they keep it close. But I do like the Jaguars. I think ain't the spread five? If you was doing spreads, I would think the Jaguars probably gonna for sure cover that. I think the Jaguars gonna come in and probably double that.
Okay. So Jonathan Birdsong's official pick is on the Jaguars. I like this game. I think, like you said, the Colts offense, they're going to need players to step up. And I've yet to see anybody besides the quarterback want to step up and take action on that offense. Richardson will do what he can to keep them in this game, to keep it close as much as they can. That defense, like you said, no Shaq Leonard, still recovering from his concussion or whatever in the hell he had. What are you going to get from Kenny Moore? Is there Quiddy Pay? Like you said, what's this defense going to look like? Can they stop Trevor Lawrence in this powered up Jaguar offense? I like the Colts plus the points. If you were doing the spread, I like the Colts plus the 5. I think they can close. Love the over game. The defense is going to struggle for both. Both teams there. I think the Colts do some bootlegs. I think if Richardson gets out and runs, I think he has at least a rushing touchdown. I believe it. I take the over as well, but we're going straight up here in this game, John. I think I'm going to take the Jaguars as well, but if it was spread, I would take the Colts, but I think the Jags come out with the W out of Indianapolis this week. So next game, John, Buccaneers for game one, Baker Mayfield as a Buccaneer going to Minnesota to take on your cousin, not my cousin, Kirk Cousins. Bucks Vikes. I like the Vikings probably to dominate this game. If you have a chance to get the Vikings defense fantasy, I would take it. They're going to eat Baker and this team up. I don't see how the Buccaneers are going to score because Mike Evans and Chris Godwin can't get the ball from a quarterback to throw to him.
Don't be saying Baker Mayfield like that, man. This is his last stop. Till it's his next stop, right? But like, nah, man. I don't foresee Tampa Bay winning this game. Give me Minnesota.
Okay, John's going to take the Vikes as well. Next game, Tennessee Titans. John, Titans go down to take on the Saints. Who do you like?
On the road? Oh man, there might be. I think the Saints got a little bit more to say about just before they just roll over. You know what I mean? New quarterback, right? Transplant, you know what I'm saying, from the Raiders, right? New quarterback. And then the pre-conference. Hey, Jameis, is it Winston like the backup? I do believe.
Yeah.
In New Orleans? Man, they got a pretty good quarterback room, man. You know what I mean? With Carr and Winston, that's a pretty good quarterback room. And as long as guys are playing inspired, but they can get, you know, 10 points on the board. You know what I mean? I kind of like I like Tennessee to win. I mean, I kind of like Tennessee to be competing for the AFC South, you know what I mean, for that division. But as far as, like, being going down there and getting the win against the Saints, nah, give me the Saints.
All right. So you say it again, who you took. You cut up.
Taking the Saints.
All right. Give me Tennessee. I think Tennessee wins this game down there. Somebody's got to compete in this AFC South with the Jaguars, so why not the Titans? I think let me get DeAndre Hopkins, you know, Derrick Henry. The Saints got to show me something. Derrick Carr is still Derrick Carr. You can paint the zebra the color of a horse, but guess what? It's still a zebra, so that's what my thought on Derrick Carr is. Joey Bosa just got a new 5-year deal, John, with the 49ers. Keep him there. It was 5 years, $170 million extension. Joey Bosa and the 49ers come all the way to Pittsburgh, take on the Steelers. Straight up in this game, home opener, Tomlin will have the boys ready to play. I got the Steelers beating the Niners, and Tanner's a big Niners fan, so I'm sure we'll talk some shit on this show here in a little bit about this as well, but Steelers over the Niners I got. John?
Going to be a close one, Brandon. 21-19. There's your score. Pittsburgh Steelers up.
That's what I like to hear. Next one could be the Shit Bowl. Arizona Cardinals at the Commanders. Commanders sell out stadium. They've sold out all their home games this year with the new ownership. Magic Johnson doing those magical things. Cardinals at Commanders.
You're right, man. Hell, the quarterback, he's not playing, man. Kyler Murray's not playing. And who's the starter for the Guardians?
I don't know.
No, it's my guy. It's my guy from North Carolina. It's him.
Yeah, Sam Howell.
Yeah,
you said Guardians. That's what threw me off.
Well, what's the Washington football team's name this year? I'm sorry.
Well, you know, they're Commanders still. You know who's starting for the Cardinals, don't you?
Who's
former
that?
Pittsburgh, former Steeler quarterback Josh Dobbs.
Nah, man. Brandon, I wish I could go back and pull the tape. I guess I can. Why did they pick a quarterback this year? The Arizona Cardinals?
I don't know.
I'm not saying, like, everybody's going to be able to pick it. If you mess up on quarterback this year, I think you're going to be able to pick a good quarterback next year. You know what I'm saying? You'll get an opportunity to do so. You know what I mean? But I just don't understand why they didn't pick one. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sorry, my phone is going crazy here. I need to shut this down. God, people, quit. So you got Commanders as well. Going to be a good one. 4:25 Eastern. Jordan Love era has started. Packers at the Bears. John, who you like?
Brandon, so many people are so high on Jordan Love, I can't believe it. Not the hot take people, like insiders are so high on Jordan Love, like they're higher on Jordan Love upside than they are Justin Fields. And we've seen, and that might be what it is, because we've seen what Justin Fields can and can't do. Justin Fields still a quarterback that needs a little bit more time than the other guy, because when you're asking for a throw play. Now, Justin Fields, I guess, ultimately can get out of plays and he can extend the play because he's a mobile quarterback. But I don't think Justin Fields in his mind wants to be, the next, running back quarterback. You know what I mean? So that's I think that's where the knock comes from. They said he holds the ball too long. Hell, they've been saying that since Georgia, right? There's a lot of love, from the scouting reports that I have been reading and I have been doing, that Jordan Love, they're saying that he's in the bet, that the Green Bay Packers are in a good situation, man. There's no weakness in this offense. There's no weakness, particularly in this defense. There's technically no weakness on their special teams. The low question mark with the Green Bay Packers is still, like, the sample size that we've seen out of Jordan Love, right? Some things that you've seen that people get to see, when you pull the curtain away, you get to see in camp, training camp, and then you get to see what you can, however you can, how you want to evaluate that, what you see in preseason. But, like, man, they saying this kid's ready to go, man. And given the fact that Green Bay Packers have always hit, more than not, oftentimes not on quarterback, man, this is the next guy, Brandon. He's the next guy. Now, you ask me who's going to win this game. The Chicago Bears paid a whole lot of money for that defense to be rebuilt, man. You know what I mean? So I think the game goes real close, Brandon. It's going to be real close. Because like I said, Green Bay Packers are a ready-made team. Boom, they ready to go, dude. You know what I'm saying? They're ready to win. He just needs, time to process all that and be the leader of the team. And this is why they let Aaron Rodgers see you later for so long, because he's the guy. But I think the Bears are a little bit more, primed and ready to go. I know people are kind of doubting them and making a playoff run. I think they kind of kissed around with that, my personal evaluation. But, like, nah, man, give me the Bears. Like, they finally beat the Packers. They hadn't beat the Packers since Aaron Rodgers had been there. And, like, tries. I was like, he's like 25 tries or 30 tries. He beat them 25 times.
Yeah. Next one, Raiders at Broncos. Give me Sean Payton and Russ. This Raiders team looks dead to me. I could be dead wrong, but give me the Broncos over the Raiders. This one, I think it's the no doubter.
Is the homie Garoppolo playing? I would need to know that. If the homie Garoppolo's playing, the Raiders got a shot. But from what I understand, it's not necessarily a fine-tuned machine in Denver, but people are all smiles. Well, now, everybody's on the same page, at least. You know what I mean? And they are working to not only Like, Russ had a lot of smut put on his name, Brandon. A lot of people read Russ's name through the dirt, teammates, former teammates, organizations. Russ just got a little repair mode, man, because, like, you know, 10 years in Seattle, 9.5 years playing for Seattle, he was in the Hall of Fame. Now he looked like a dud. So I think they've repaired some of that. Peyton's in there, fixed the offense, man. Yes, they're the starter looking bunch, man. Give me the Broncos.
Broncos country, let's ride.
That way, Russ wants you to ride, so we're riding. Give me a good one. Tua and the Dolphins and Chargers. Man, I keep going back and forth on this game, John. Can Tua stay healthy in this game? Or, you know, can the Dolphins protect Tua in there for this game? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how they go. I'm just looking at it. You have a star with Eckler. You got Keenan Allen. You got Mike Williams. You got Herbert maturation going on. Bosa and that defense. I'm going to take the Chargers in this one. I think it's closer than what the experts say, but I like the Chargers beating the Dolphins in a close one.
It's time for the Chargers to be in the conversation, Brandon. It's time for the Chargers to win a big game.
Uh-oh, you're calling them out.
Instead of pissing games down their legs. When you go to the poster boy children, there's the children, because they ain't the only ones. When you go to the poster boy children of teams that choke or have all the things set up for them and they piss down the door, as an organization, I'm not lying.
No.
LaDainian, all those years, they beat the Colts, and then they go play Pittsburgh, piss down their leg. They beat the Colts, they go play Washington, they go play the Patriots, piss down their leg. And the same thing is happening with the San Diego Chargers. I called it San Diego. They're not L.A. Chargers just yet, man. You ain't L.A. till you start
winning
games. Big games. On the, you know what I'm saying? This is out on the road. Good for them. This is the Miami Dolphins coming to them, man. Like, they play that dude big time, $254 million to be a quarterback, and he looks the part, and the coach survived another season. I don't know how. He must cross his fingers, Brandon, after the year before, you know what I'm saying, playoff, like, debacle, or, you know what I'm saying, coaching debacle and, like, play calling. That was horrible. But, like, my man, they got to get together, man. I like in this game, it's going to be a lot of sizzle, man. Can they keep up? It's going to be a lot. Can they keep up? Can the Chargers keep up? I think the Miami Dolphins are going to be instant, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, all the instant offense on turf. They're going to be ready. How can we, how fast can we get the offense out there? But, like, it's, like I said, this is a big game. On the road, first game one, against better judgment. I would go with the Chargers. And if the Chargers win, I'll stop calling them San Diego Chargers.
Oh, there we go. I like the commitment for that. There we go. Come on, Chargers, get it done. Let's ride. John, 425, rematch of a previous Super Bowl. Eagles going to New England, take on the Patriots. Patriots will be better, but they ain't gonna be that much better. Eagles continue to fly. Eagles fly.
Man, the first quarter of this game is going to be so dull. Everybody knows this. And by the halftime, it might be like 9-13. You know what I mean? By the time this game is over, man, the Philadelphia Eagles will put a flattened iron on Bill Belichick's season. Not season, but game one, man. The Eagles are going to roll this game up.
Okay. So John's on the Eagles as well, as I expected you to be. Next one, Rams at the Seahawks. This Rams team, no Cooper Kupp, he's out. Stafford's returning, going against Geno and the Seahawks. Which one do you like in this one if you have to pick one?
Yeah, the Rams are going to lose, man, all season. The Rams are going to lose all season. I'm sorry, y'all. So go ahead and take the Seahawks on this one.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the Seahawks as well. I don't, with Kupp outs, who the hell do you go to? Van Jefferson is not going to be your answer. So I got the Seahawks just as much as you do on that one. Sunday Night Football, NBC, Cowboys at the Giants. John, Jerry's World heading up north, take on the Giants. Giants improved last year. Where do you see it going this year, season opener, Cowboys at Giants?
Man, they're telling me Daniel Jones is going to be more throwing more. Daniel Jones is throwing more in the Giants uniform. And Jerry Jones didn't pay it out. He's signing checks to this day. On both sides of the ball. And Jerry Jones, one thing, man. Now, he's crazy. Like, Jim Irsay, the coach, he's crazy. But, like, he ain't spending his money crazy. Is Jerry Jones is like, hey, man, you know what? Quarterback, fuck him. You know what? I don't know. I might bring in another one. Fuck it. You know what? Pay that offensive lineman. Pay that offensive lineman. Pay that defense. I mean, he's writing checks. He's writing checks, moving pieces, man, trying to maneuver his thing to win. Hey, man, on the road. I get it. This is a bright new money for Daniel Jones. I get it. What's his name's on the franchise tag? He's still going to show Saquon's still going to show, like, what makes him special. He's not going to tuck his tail. But, like, you know, nah, man. The Giants, it'll be close. I don't even think it's going to be close. I mean, it's not a blowout, but, nah, man, the Cowboys should win this.
Okay. I got Dallas as well winning this one. And I think it is close. They always play each other really close, so I like Dallas to win in a very close game. Final one, John, Monday Night Football. It's crazy when we got one game on Monday Night Football. They used to do like two, if I remember right, back on opening week. Buffalo Bills going to the Meadowlands to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Bills at Jets, huge division game, Monday Night Football. Love the matchup, September 11th.
Dude.
John, who do you like?
Huge, man. I would imagine, man, it's going to be real. Gonna be real patriotic that night, man. They're gonna put the flag up, all those things, man. So, you know what I'm saying, you folks gonna have to, you know what I'm saying, keep your emotions together. I'm being for real. I'm not saying, you know, but as far as that game is concerned, man, it's probably gonna be hot, man. I'm almost kind of glad that they scheduled this game one for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just get it out of the way, man. You know what I'm saying? The New York Jets have invested a whole lot into making this a special season for them. And they got a lot of guys on short-term contracts. Aaron Rodgers, short-term vision, right, too. So for a game, and that's what we just talking about, just one-time game, man, I think a lot of things kind of point their way, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know, you know what I'm saying, DeMar Hamlin, I think he made cuts. I don't think he got cut or whatever. So I get there's still, like, a lot of emotional ties with Buffalo and good stories over there too, man. But can they run the? I mean, I just look at they what they have. Can they run the ball? And they never did answer those questions. And if they did, like the running back, unfortunately got hurt, man. Like they just made it harder for him. And then can Josh Allen? Yes, we know he's gonna rip it up. You know, 3,000, 4,000 yards again this year. And then this next game, he'll probably even throw for 250. But can he not throw in the red zone? Like, man, we get a lot of criticism to Lamar. Man, this he does too, man. Lamar might be number one, man. Josh Allen's like number two, man, for throwing in the red. Like, dude, what are you doing? We trying to score here. You know what I mean? But so for this one-time game and for, like, what it really means, you know what I'm saying, for in a one-time setting, I got to go with the Jets.
Okay. I'm going with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Aaron Rodgers out there, patriotic, the home of Gotham, wearing the gangrene. Bills win this game. As much as I like Josh Allen and the Bills, I like the Jets even more. I was kind of hoping you would go with the Bills route so I could just go by myself, but we're both on the Jets. I do have to ask you this question. What's the window left with Josh Allen and the Bills for them to try to get to the Super Bowl? Because I have to feel like that window is starting to close in, right?
It's starting to split, man, because there's other younger dudes or younger teams that are primed or, you know, technically almost as good as they are or better, even including in their division, Miami being one of them. Miami is going to be on Buffalo's, you know, heels this year. You know what I mean? So, to answer your question, man, it's not necessarily Super Bowl or bust this year. They can still win their division. Let's not get it twisted. You know what I mean? They can still have some say on, like, how this AFC thing kind of goes for whoever. But, like, they're going to be looking at how if they fail miserably, right? You fail miserably and float in a, and then mail in a 9-win, a 10-win, and you only go – you only win one playoff game or you don't win any playoff games, they'll be looking for another coach after next year. After next year. So I give it 2 more years, Brandon. But after next year, man, like they're gonna have to show the way business works, and you know how it does. You gotta show management you can like this is worth keeping together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there's Pick'em week one for me and John. We'll see how we do for next week, depending on because we're gonna have to recap some games. Maybe we'll still do Pick'em every week, and then we'll just recap certain games, or. Pick'em is done on a separate video that we do, just our pick'ems going through the week for the games. So we'll try to figure out how to iron this out and get it in there. I kind of like it in the show mixed, so kind of adds a little bit, but we'll see once we have to start kind of recapping stuff. It'll be probably a packed show. So, John, going over – let me take a quick ad read. When we come back from that, we'll go to the world of college football. We'll hit some of those college football news and notes until we have our guy Tanner calling in. We'll do some pick'em. So we'll be right back.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm insurance agent Scott K. Nichols will help make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Scott K. Nichols in Indianapolis today at 317-243-3509. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We also want to thank our sponsor, Maverick Custom Motorsports, where ideas are created and dreams are born. Specialize in custom motorcycles, boats, slingshots, jeeps, and trucks, offering pickups, deliveries, and shipping worldwide. Check them out today, maverickcustommotorsports.com. Let them know, hey, your buddies here at Crossroads Sports sent you there. All right, John, we are back. College football of week one. Man, first I want to talk, John, Ball State, Kentucky. I bet on this game. Damn it, I was 26.5 points. Ball State, at no point in this game did Ball State ever not cover this game. Never. They covered the entire time. We were in it. They were rolling. And then 40 seconds to go. Kentucky just had to run the clock out. And they ran a play from 40 yards out, and the dude breaks one for a touchdown, and Ball State does not cover. Unbelievable. I was so pissed. That kind of a backdoor cover that Kentucky had was wild. Almost as wild, though, as I took Penn State later in the evening. I don't know if you saw the highlights, John. Both the Ball State game and Penn State game were both on Scott Van Pelt's bad beats. Penn State was up just to run out the clock, John. I mean, they were up big, minute to go, take a knee. James Franklin just kept running the ball, and 8 seconds to go, just take a knee, and they ran the ball, quarterback sneak to the touchdown, 9 yards. They covered, so I was like, all right, well, that's good graces. I'm back for my Ball State fiasco. I just had it even out with Penn State, so I'll take that. But, man, Ball State just it was trouble for them in Kentucky. They hung in there, but offensively, this quarterback, he had spots he showed that he was doing well.
Right, and God bless him, man, all the way from California. I'm working on it, man. So we're trying to get him on the show, man. We'll work on it. But anyway, while we let that work, man, Brandon, when is Ball State going to be the invitee instead of the invited? You know what I mean? That's the way. That's the frustration I look at from a program, man, because. Yes, it's great that you put Kentucky. Ain't no shame to putting Kentucky football on your schedule, and then you know what I'm saying, going down there and seeing how good you can be against a middle level, SEC teams. You know what I'm saying? However, you know what I'm saying, your next game is against Georgia. So, like, how are you supposed to get better? How are you supposed to learn? You know what I'm saying? If you know
$1.3 million, that's how you learn.
Well, I'm trying to figure – well, here's the thing, man. I hope it's more than just a, hey, man, we took this game to – because the kids don't think of it like that. The kids want to win. And the fans want to, you know what I'm saying, the best for their program, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's levels to what Kentucky, the talent of what a Kentucky brings, or what a Alabama, you know what I'm saying, a Georgia, you know, rather in this case, with disregard to Ball State's next opponent is playing, or what they can bring. So I just hope that they put all this, quote unquote, we got our heads kicked in money when we play these two SEC team powerhouses back to back. What do we do with that money in the future? Did we properly invest it? Did it go back to the NIL? You know what I'm saying?
You got to give $330,000 to Indiana State because Indiana State's coming to Ball State, and we're paying them $330,000.
I guess that's their cupcake, right? But we got to get out of – me personally, one, we kind of got to get out of the world of calling all these teams cupcakes and, you know what I'm saying, kind of all predetermined know who's going to win based on level of talent. But – you know, Ball State playing Indiana State in a week two, in a week two, makes more sense to me, Brandon, than them playing week two against Georgia after you already got your head kicked in against Kentucky.
Yeah,
that's how I assess it. You know what I'm saying? When are you going to be the inviter instead of the invitee, instead of, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Brandon, I'm going to look it up later. I guarantee you Kentucky ain't coming to – they're not going to Muncie in 2 years for a home and home. You know what I mean? We know Garth darn well. Georgia wouldn't go to Muncie. Is Georgia coming here to play Ball State? I'm talking about here in Indianapolis. I'm talking about, man. But right, the city of Indianapolis would love that. If Ball State pulls that off, guess what? You get all your money that you need for as far as building programs and building Ball State as a brand and all that. But like, Georgia ain't doing that. So stop. I hope Coach New is listening. He ain't been on the show yet, right? We had the one homie on a couple years ago, offensive coordinator.
We had the coordinator.
But you got to stop. You know, these programs, as the college football landscape is changing, mid-major programs got to stop thinking like you got to be invited to be getting eaten up. Man, these conferences already got eaten up games already built in. You ain't got to be the extra game. That's all I'm saying. I get off the podium.
All right. we got about 7 minutes or so before Tanner joins us. We'll take our guy, D-Cott. D-Cott, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking me early. I'm taking care of some business here. My cousin's up in North San Anderson, so glad I'm able to be on the call, right? So leave me alone, JB. Hey, I got to go rapid fire, right? So we got 7 minutes, not my typical 15. So listen, let's talk last week. We talked about college football. I'm only going to go college football real quick. We talked about, you know, my boys, the tie, right? I said Jalen's going to get the job. I think it worked out the way I thought it would. He gives them a dimension. Here's the thing. He gives them a dimension the other guys don't have. So is there going to be a time where he struggles? It absolutely is. But he gives them the best chance to win. There's no debate. There's no argument about that. And that's my two cents on that, right? I'm looking forward to this game this weekend. Texas has grown men on that defensive side of the ball. This is going to be a game where the toughest will survive. And I don't know who the stuff is right now, and I'm not going to predict it. I have no idea. I'll have a better idea after the game, but right now I have zero idea. I'm not picking this game. I'm staying away from it in every way, shape, or form. That's my thought on Bama, Texas. Now, there's no way. There's no way. I don't know.
Bama by double digits.
Hey, man.
Mark it. Book it.
You cut out, Brandon. Say it again.
I said Alabama by double digits. Book it.
But Brandon, you said that last year. Stop it. You just shut it.
No. I actually pulled tape on it last year. I said Texas would cover the spread.
Yeah, but it was a double-digit spread then, but it's not going to be double-digits on Saturday.
Listen.
It's going to be
your boy here, Mr. Nick Saban, is 28-2 over his last 30 games in September at home.
Everybody in my Bama groups are saying, "Hey, we're 28-2." You know, he owns his ex assistant. Listen, he's not playing against his assistants though. That's the difference. Texas has been coming, and NIL has made a difference, right? I believe it's going to be a great game. But I'm going to tell you, you know, you won't hear this from many real fans. I love the fact that how this is going on, right? I love the fact that they talk about this. And it's a challenge because now this isn't 2015, 14, you know, 17. Now there's real challenge in college football. There's about 15 teams that could probably be in the playoffs. And, you know, on a great Saturday, as you saw past Monday, you've seen LSU get fouled with one of the worst coaching jobs in LSU history. One of the worst coaching jobs ever. In LSU,
the win out of
I can't stand. You know how I feel about Brian Kelly. You know,
the scissor lift.
Don't get me going, right? But that's the thing. You just don't know. You just don't know. And that's what I love about it. And I want competition. It got boring every year. Bama's going to be in the playoffs. They're going to dominate and go on from there. This is an upside down season, and I love it. I really do. I want my boys to win. Obviously, I think they're talented enough to win. But you just don't know, man. I can't wait.
Good.
John, the over under for Decott being middleman Decott, it already hit a week two.
Listen, you know Brandon's problem is Brandon's just used to listen to Reggie Sykes being so damn biased. You don't understand a real damn fan. This, you know, that's your problem, Brandon. You gotta get. I'm not him. I'm not Reggie Sykes. I'm realistic. And the bottom line is this: if you looked at Texas and saw them play this past weekend, and you look at that, you know, their team, their men over that side. Those not a bunch of boys, man. Those are men over there, and it's going to be
neither
a great
one of
game.
These two teams played a team.
Well, listen, I'm talking about the size and the athleticism, right? Do I think Bama's going to win? I think they'll win, but I wouldn't put any money on it. I wouldn't put any bank on them winning. No, not at all. Even if they are at home, But with that said, Brandon, you thought that else, man. But the other thing with that is this. I got to tell you this real quick. On Saturday, we're doing the walk, AFSP, America's for Suicide Prevention. We're going to be down at Military Park on Saturday from 1 to like 4:30. So my organization is doing that, and that's a big deal. I may be taking my little mama number one down there to do a walk. We've collected over $6,000 from our organization for suicide prevention, and my company, Carrington Mortgage, they are matching us dollar for dollar, man. So we're gonna have over $12,000 we've collected in about a 4-month span, and just the point being is, a lot of us have been affected by suicide, man, as it's a friend of ours, a family member, or what have you. And I've opened up a lot of eyes over the last 4 months. I want to make sure I shared that because that's the biggest deal on Saturday for me. Real talk, that's the biggest deal on Saturday. I look forward to that. But back to the football piece, man, I really believe that this season, you can't predict who's going to be. You know, so many even teams, man. But I just believe if Jalen Miro does what I said he's going to do in January, I think at the end of the day, I think the tie will host the trophy again. You know, we talked about this in January. I was the only person telling you all. Milrow was a lot. Am I wrong or am I right? I said he's a lot to be the starter.
I know Alabama's stiffest competition got exposed by Florida State, and it remains to be seen if Florida State really is that good, that deal. But, like, Florida State kind of did whatever they wanted.
But they were playing against a terrible coach who prepared his team like he was playing Tonka Trucks. Okay, that's part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
But I love you, man.
You want me to crap on Brian Kelly? I'm not, man, he had a bad game. I was horrible.
Listen, man, I'm going to always crap on Brian Kelly. That is never going to stop. But it's the good. That's good, you know, and I'm okay with that. I look forward to Saturday, 7 p.m. Are you guys going to be, you all want to go live or something? I know we talked about this last year. We couldn't connect. Do y'all want to do something Saturday night? I'll be back. I'll be tired, but I'll be back home with all my four little mamas. They'll be at the house with me. Of course, all of them will have on Bama gear. What do you guys think?
We may go live for like 10, 15 minutes, just kind of recapping the day's action.
Yeah, hit me up. Let's do that. And last thing, guys, I got my my package for the Pacers this year. I got the gold package. I'm telling you, man, I haven't been this excited for a Pacers season since probably 2013. I look for, you know, some good games, some good stuff going on. They're in Memphis on December 21st. They're in Memphis the 21st of December. Just so you all know, if you wanna partake, let me know. I'll be down in Franklin that week anyway, Franklin, Tennessee that week. Let's get together. We can hang on Beale Street, man. Don't worry about the tickets. Let's worry about getting there. So just that offer's out there for you guys, just so you know.
Okay. Sounds good, D-Cop. Well, enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate you guys very much.
Enjoy the game.
I won't be listening, by the way, because I got to – like I said, my cousin's here, and Anderson and me, I'm just kind of, I don't know if y'all can hear that or not. But anyway,
you take care of business, Scott.
you all understand. Oh, absolutely. 26 black on top of that, and sometimes some red 9. Right.
That's right.
Right,
red 9, baby.
Oh, my
appreciate
goodness.
It.
Hey,
thanks, D-Cot.
Appreciate y'all very much. Be safe, fellas.
See ya.
D-Cot,
you know, I want you.
Man. That's what
I know. What I wanted to ask him is how much longer he's in jail for Facebook. You know, he's in Facebook jail.
Man, dude got like five different Facebook. You know?
He does, man. He. what
he
was
like
it I saw? Now I forgot. Oh shoot, I forgot to ask him. There was a rumor. I saw a rumor, John, on Facebook that Reggie Sykes made me aware of he thought it was alleged that D-Cot's the one that did the diarrhea on the airplane, allegedly. I don't know if it's true.
That was like a biohazard.
But Reggie said it was D-Cot, so I don't know. I didn't get truth to that. So.
Yeah, I hope not.
I hope it's not, but my God, I couldn't imagine getting on a plane that happening. I mean, I've dealt with it enough. I mean, Colts fans have dealt with it enough seeing the Colts play the last couple of years. So, I mean, it's near similar.
They're coming for you, Brent. For your email.
They're coming for you, too. They're coming for you, too. Wait for Tanner to call in, then we'll do our picks. Of course, is it?
Okay.
I told him to call in at 7:50. 7:53. I told his ass to call in at 7:50. He's late again. Going to have to rip his ass again once he calls in. Yeah, John, I like our pick 'em.
Man,
I like our pick 'em from the game. The NFL, yeah. Well, while we're waiting, I guess let's go back into it.
Nobody saw Colorado coming, man. Not like
that. How about that, man? Dion.
Nobody saw that coming, man. What's funny is a mutual friend of ours, Jay Gray's report, who covers HBCU football.
I saw his message.
Dude, but he took it down. He had to. He took it down.
Oh, he took it down? He cowered?
He said, like, man, listen, man, listen, y'all. We've invited Jay Gray's report, you know what I'm saying, to come on to the show before.
Several times.
You know what I'm saying? And he does not, he turns it down, man. I get it, man. It's just sports debate, friend. But he had a big debate on there talking about, you know what I'm saying, how Deion's son was slow, wasn't going to be able to play, wasn't going to be able to do this, wasn't going to be able to do that, how he had too much guys in the transfer program. I'm like, man, you know what you're talking about. Like, dude, this is kind of how you got to play the game now. This is what happened. This is technically what happened. This is why Clemson, you know what? Our guy, he's still a good coach. He's just now on the 2015 plan. He's not on the 2023 plan. Clemson has the least amount of transfer portal guys because our homie don't believe in that. He believes in, hey, man, I got my guy in, my five-star. Now, he believes in getting that guy. You know what I'm saying? Five-star here, five-star there, those guys. But he don't want nobody. He don't want Michigan State, other transfers. But, like, people are winning with this. That's this. Deion won with them.
Yeah.
Technically, so did TCU 2 years ago because a lot of those guys was on that championship team. They didn't necessarily start their careers with TCU. They were transfer guys.
Yep.
We put Portal on it, making it sexy. But, like, that's the way it goes. I mean, you have to have a unique balance of veteran kids. Notre Dame, this dude, that the quarterback Hartman. I said it before, man, Brandon. He should be trying to be throwing against Mac Jones, not Notre Dame. Well, he's got like numbers that's gonna be this tracking. You know what I'm saying? To be like Heisman, but like, man, man, Deion put together, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Jay Graves, you still got an opportunity to come on our show, man. But like I said, the homie took, like, what he said was going to happen was the exact opposite, man. Colorado stayed in the game. Colorado, outside of, like, that second half, which kind of got scary. You thought, all right, TCU is going to take over and put their thumb, like, man, they stayed in the game. Like, seeing players like that put up, like, those maximum numbers,
uh-huh.
like Sanders, he threw for, like, 500. I'm like, man, I just kind of like, man, I wow at it from a one game. Like, dude, can you sustain that kind of athleticism
right.
and conditioning over the course of a 12-game
well,
season? Like that,
and that's where I want to see. I want to see when they're the favorite, when they are the expected to win, how do they handle adversity with that? Because it's easy when it's this way, you know. And TCU, they're not the TCU from last year, so people need to pump the brakes on that. But honestly, they were a lower – I mean, they were 17th in the country, but I think that was a little even high for them. Deion them got it done. And, we'll talk more about that. We got our guy Tanner, so got to give him the intro. So got to give him a different intro to this week. So here we go.
The fact that I'm the dirtiest player in the game. The dirty. I'm writing a book right now. The dirtiest player in the game. I will stop at nothing to stay on top. Stop at nothing. I will.
All right. Tanner Penrod, our pick'em guy. You called in late again when we said 750, so you're 2 for 2 for 2 weeks straight. You jabroni.
Hey. I was dead. Sorry, I didn't know how late you guys were running. I got in here
no, you're good.
A couple minutes late.
You're good.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
you might be at
not
AEW
much.
Tonight.
I thought about it. I got it dialed up. I thought about buying a ticket late, but I didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I didn't either. Boys. Week one. Tanner led the way 5-4 with your picks. Me and Jonathan went a blistering 3-6.
Wow.
So we shit the bed that first week, they like to say. I will say that me and Tanner both had Nebraska covering against Minnesota there. We both had we all missed on Purdue, which we'll get to that that fiasco. You guys had Utah. I had Florida. Florida looks like the worst team, and Billy Napier came and coached a junior college football team. Ohio State, Indiana kept it within the margins. We all had Notre Dame. Boys, we all had TCU over Colorado, and we had egg on our face on that one.
Yep.
Me and John had Ball State, and I kind of went with my rant earlier about how that game ended when I bet on it, and then as well as the me and Tanner both had Florida State, and John had LSU. So that's kind of how you wrap it up for the week. Actually, give me a second. I may have had it wrong, John. You went 2-6, I think, right? Or did I? Is it 3?
It's
did
3 because we had 9 games. It's
yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah.
It's either 2-7 or 3-6.
You're trying to hate on me, man.
Oh, there's a game. Oh, the game at the bottom. It's not showing because of my ticker. We had the North Carolina, South Carolina. I thought that South Carolina was going to get that one, but needless to say, didn't happen there. But, Tanner, yeah, I saw – you texted me earlier. I did see on the other night when Ball State made it. I lost on that one, Tanner, and I was pissed. But then later in the night, I had a bigger substantial bet on Penn State to cover against West Virginia. And it's almost like the skies parted and the heavens started shining down on me. And the football god said, the way that ended, that suck, we're going to give you the biggest backdoor cover of all time. and Penn State running it in with basically they should have just took a knee. It was wild.
I didn't get you into that one. I was in Cincinnati, probably didn't know my last name by the time that thing was going on.
Needless to say, I don't know if you – did you see the highlights from Stanford Steve and them?
Yeah, I did.
Just a wild ending. Just wild. I thought it was over.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Packed it up, said, damn it, that's two, and then the sky's cleared. So amazing. I'll take it.
Yep.
Boys, we have another pack of games going on. So first one, we don't have a spread yet. If I get a spread, I'll text it to you. But if not, we have another freebie here. Indiana State at Indiana. So right now, I'll wait to see if we get a spread in the next couple of days, and we'll update this with that game. Moving ahead, Ball State at number one, Georgia. Georgia, 42-point favorite. Tanner, let's start with you first. Our alma mater, Ball State, at the number one team in the country.
Well, they proved me a little wrong this last week. They kept it tougher. The defense actually hung in there. The offense was a little stuff, but I think Georgia really doesn't try to blow people out. They were a 50-point fave on Saturday, and I think they won 48-7. I think the over-under for this game is 53, so they're counting on like a 49-3 final if you want it to stay under. I think Ball State can get 10. I could see 48-10 at the cover. I think Ball State, I don't think Georgia, Kurt, he doesn't really put it on, like, he really slows it down in that second half. If they're up, they start running it a lot. They don't pass it as much. They're fine with going three and out. Their defense is so strong. They don't need to score a lot of points because they're that good. So with that being said, I think 42 is just enough for me. Are we getting the hook or are we not getting the hook, Brandon?
There is currently no hook. It's 42 flat currently.
It's 42. I'll still take 42. I like 42. Give me the Cardinals and 42.
42 and a half yesterday morning. It's dropped to 42. So people are taking the Ball State on the spread.
Yeah. Give me Chirp Chirp. I'll take them here. I back them this week. I got lucky last week. I don't want to run my luck this week again on them. Give me the Cardinals.
Okay. Jonathan.
Man, this is one of those games where the losing team, I mean, Ball State, will probably have, like, negative rushing yards. Negative, you know what I'm saying? They will. From like, different positions. And, like, how many holding penalties? So, again, I already went off on a rant on Ball State. Why are they playing two SEC teams right back-to-back? You know what I mean? Especially on the
money.
Road. You know, on the, payday. But, hey, man, you gotta make yourself sexy, too, now. Come on now, but I say that. But like, as far as this game,
you got all
concerned,
you get that TV time. Get that TV time too.
Yeah, right. But now we on like bad pods. This is what not to do. You look like a joke, you know. Yeah, no, man. Kentucky was enough. It should have been like a learning lesson for them. Now you're gonna get. Now you're really gonna go to school, right? With Georgia, man. So 42 points, man. Yeah, Georgia probably puts that up, and don't look back.
So you're taking Georgia minus the 42.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to take Ball State plus the 42. Damn it. I think they can cover this game. Like you said, Georgia doesn't try to run up the score. They just try to get some points, grind out the game, try to not get any injuries, and move on to the next. That's kind of what their goal is here. They don't want to exert too much energy with that, so I think they're fine with that as well. At least – now, we can say, you know, the silver lining is at least Ball State is not playing Oregon, who put up 80 points so in week one. By the way, the Pac-12 was the highest scoring conference where there was, what, six teams that scored in the 60s? at least. Yeah. So John needs to give some more respect to the Pac-12. Well, he still calls it the Pac-10 or the Pac-8.
It's about to be merged into with a bunch of other conferences. But yeah, man,
yeah, so you need to give it one more year of respect, I believe. By the way, fellas, I love Oregon State. DJ Uiagalelei out there at Oregon State. The Beavers are coming. That's all I'm going to say with them. The Beavers are coming. But in this game, give me Ball State plus the 42. I'll ride with Tanner on this. Chirp, chirp. We'll see if they can keep it within 42. Please keep it within the 42. I'll make our bet here. I don't know, Tanner, if I'll actually put something on this game. I may do the over. May take the over in the game and just hope that there's some funky touchdowns or something in it. So, next game, gentlemen. Nebraska rivalry game, former Big 12 rivalry. Nebraska at number 22, Colorado. Dion and them, minus three. Colorado minus three. Jonathan, who do you like?
For the win, I like Colorado. I think we'll see a different Nebraska team than we've seen against Minnesota. The scary part, like I said, man, if Colorado goes back to usage on their players, it's going to be a long day for Nebraska. I don't think you can do that, though, back-to-back. So I don't think Deion unleashes the hounds like that throughout the course of the game. I think Nebraska kind of stays around and keeps it honest, man. So I like Nebraska to keep it honest.
Okay. John in Nebraska. You know, everybody in the public is going with Colorado. It's the sexy pick. It's 92% of the bets. It's 90% of the money. Give me Dion. Give me Colorado. Give me this. I believe in him. All that hype. Enough to where the reverse in your mind is all the public is on Colorado, so I need to reverse that and go with Nebraska and Matt Rhule. I told you I was on Nebraska train. They've already let me down the first week. But with the public going with Nebraska, you have to go against the public. Nebraska is the smart play. It's the right play. But then also you got to remember that your mind likes to play tricks on you. So to reverse the reverse that's in your mind of taking Nebraska instead of Colorado, but you go back and you take Colorado minus the three because sometimes the public and sometimes the smart ones are on the same side. And I think it's on this one. Give me Colorado at home, the home opener. It's going to be a rowdy fucking crowd out there in Boulder. Give me Colorado here, minus the three. Reverse the reverse.
I like it. I've read a couple things. I saw a thing the other day where it was like, I think it said a season ticket last year to go to Colorado was like $244. For the whole season, the price for that Nebraska-Colorado game is going for like $472. So people are going to be there. It's going to be packed. There's only two games in the NFL that are getting more action than this Colorado-Nebraska game. It's being heavily betted all over by everybody. Money's on it everywhere. Sharps are on it. Everybody are on it. It's kept the number tight. I'm with you. I think Nebraska won us one. They let that one slip away the other day against Minnesota. They shouldn't have lost that game. I mean, I won the bet, but I think they should have won the game. Deion Sun looked great. That Hunter kid, 110 snaps. Nobody in the NFL is doing that. That kid's special. Four guys had 100-plus yards receiving. They were just airing it out. That's what they're going to try to – that's what that offensive coordinator is known for. I think they're going to do the same thing. With that being said, give me the Buffaloes. I'll take Colorado with the short points they're laying.
Okay. Nice, nice. I mean, Tanner are both on Colorado. The next one, Purdue at Virginia Tech. Tanner, we all three got snake bit on the Boilers against Fresno. Gentlemen, I've never yelled at a TV more when you're at your fourth string because of injuries, your fourth string center and guard, and it's third and short and fourth and one, and you still try to run the ball up the damn middle without trying to make any adjustments. It makes zero sense. Ryan Walters coached a horrible game for his first game at Purdue. And now you go to Blacksburg and you take on Virginia Tech. Boilers, 3-point underdogs in Virginia Tech. Tanner, what do you like?
They're lucky as hell that the game is at nighttime and that inner Sandman's playing, because Blacksburg, Virginia Tech would win by 60. But since they're playing at noon, it might only be Virginia Tech by 10. With that being said, I'm just, Boilermakers can kiss my ass the rest of the year.
I knew it was going to happen.
I knew it. Yep.
Jonathan, what do you like?
Tanner, last year, said don't ever bet on Purdue, man, from a football standpoint. You might have said about basketball, too. We'll get into that later during basketball season. But, like, nah, man, I don't like the Boilers on the road at all. Give me Virginia Tech.
Give me Virginia Tech as well. Until I see something from this Purdue team, staying away from it. Virginia Tech home covers. Maybe we'll even get a push. Who knows? The next one, number 10, Notre Dame, 7.5-point favorites at NC State. Give me the Irish over NC State. I think it's like an 8 to a 10-point game, so I think they cover this one, but I think it's closer. Maybe a fourth quarter it increases a little bit, but I got Notre Dame over NC State with the point, giving up the points.
I'm with you, too. I'm going to ride with them. They're playing high. I know they've played some cupcakes, but they've actually beat the cupcakes way more than I expected. Sam Hartman looked well. Defense is playing good. I'll just keep it short and sweet. I think you're right. I think it might be like a 3 or 4 point game late, and Irish get a touchdown, push it to about 10, cover it. So give me the Irish.
Okay. John?
Yeah, that reminds me. I had to look up Hartman versus his ACC opponents the last couple of seasons while he was in Wake, man, to see what he did. I like Notre Dame in this. Not as rapidly as people think. I think NC State has a pretty good season this year, and Notre Dame's not going to just tee off on them. So this is a big close game, but Notre Dame gives us in the end a cover spread.
Okay. Iowa, 4-point favorites at Iowa State. I did love the cheap shot that Dabo gave in his press conference that, our offense is bad, almost like a Kirk Ferentz type of offense. I can't believe he said that at the press conference.
Man,
that was unbelievable.
Yeah, he said it.
He is great. By the way, this coordinator, for him not to get fired, John, he has to average 25 points a game.
That's right.
They scored 24 the first week against Utah State. It's not going to bode well if you're going to score 24 against Utah State. You're already one behind what you need to be at.
Yeah, it's not going to get a bonus.
Yeah. I just picked this game because it's a rivalry. John, I'll let you go first on who you like.
It's always that game, man. You thought I was going to go up there and put the Big Ten thumbprint. No, that's not what happened. So you thought Iowa State was going to come over to Iowa and run a 37-point half on Iowa. That doesn't always, but it always, so it's unpredictable. It always ends up unpredictable. Well, I think Iowa State won the last couple times there. I do believe. I thought so. It's
Iowa
hard.
State won
it's hard,
last yeah. year. The last 3 years before that, it was Iowa.
Yeah. So, not necessarily that Iowa's due for one. It's so hard watching Iowa football, watching them throw the you know what I'm saying? Watching them throw the football, the quarterback throw the football. With that being said, it's going to be a close one, man, but I like Iowa State.
Iowa State. Tanner?
I'm kind of like with him. I like Iowa State. They're at home, or I believe is what I was reading. Iowa State's at home. Yeah.
Yep. So over-under is 36.5.
Man, I got 35.5 on the site I'm seeing, so it's already going down. I like Iowa State. A home team getting points in a rivalry game, nothing better than that. Give me the Cyclones.
Okay. I think, I'm going to take Iowa State only because it's 4. I can see these dumbasses winning on a field goal, and I lose by 1 point. So to avoid that travesty from happening, give me Iowa State. I think it's a close game, and then they kick that field goal. They don't cover, but they win. So give me Iowa State. We'll take that 1 point hook. 1 point extra we'll take. All right, boys. Number 20, Ole Miss, -7.5 at number 24, Tulane. Tanner, what do you like?
Well, since I already know what you're probably going to take, I'm going to fade your ass. So I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm definitely taking the points. I'm going to take the green wave. I'm going to take the 7.5. I know Lane Train just ran up a 73-point last weekend. but I really believe in Tulane. I think they're going to be hyped up. You're going to get a home game in there. Let me just check one thing real quick that I was looking at. But I really like, I think Tulane's going to be able to hang in there. With the hook being on my side, I think it's still going to be, I think Tulane could score with them. So I saw who they play. They put up, I mean, they beat South Alabama by 20 last week. Ole Miss, let's see. Yeah. They're really the game that Ole Miss is going to be a letdown next week when they got Georgia Tech because they got Alabama in a couple weeks. So yeah. I was hoping they had a bigger game the following week. But I still like Tulane. They're going to be in there. 7 on the hook. I love those home teams, home underdogs. Love those things. So they've looked well. They've played well the last couple of years. So give me the green one. Give me Tulane.
Okay. These teams played one other time, 2021.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
No, they didn't play the bowl game. It was Tulane and USC, and Tulane beat USC. That was a big money winner for me. Ole Miss was a 14-point favorite in that game. They won by 40, 4-0. This year, they're 7.5-point favorites. Tulane's playing better. They played beat USC in the bowl game. Ole Miss is still regrouping. They've got the Jackson. I think it's Jackson. I don't know. Jackson Dart still there or whoever their quarterback is.
They got three quarterbacks. I got that stinking dude from.
That being said, I love me some Lane Train, but we ain't at the Grove, and Tulane's looking good. Give me Tulane plus the 7.5 at home. Went against you, Tanner. Not so fast.
Oh, boy.
I like it.
Jonathan.
Are y'all sure, man, Lane Train ain't seeing all this coming, this Tulane wave coming? You sure he ain't seen all this coming and he ain't prepared to come with his own? You know what I'm saying?
He's hanging out with Co-Ed.
Oh wow, he's pretty good at coming up with game plan schemes. Overall game plan schemes. I mean, I'm not talking about we don't necessarily attach guru to his name. But I think he's more so known for being an offensive kind of guy. But like, man, he's come up. I think about the sun and he's done to get against other like smaller teams or your team might be just as good as mine. Your first rip starters, but it's your second rip starters. And I don't necessarily know Tulane. And I know Tulane, they've invested. They have. They've invested in the development of their team, and I get it that they beat. You know what I'm saying? They had a great bowl season coming off. Everybody wants to take that into this season. But, man, we still are talking about Lane Train now. And I get what y'all saying, man. So, y'all hear what my voice is going. I'm going with Ole Miss to win this game. And Tulane might go on to have a great season. Tulane might come back up in top AP, top 25, but nah, they not beating Ole Miss. Okay. They're not covering.
Wow, interesting. Number 23, Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher, going to take on the U, Miami, down in Corporal Gables. Texas A&M, 4.5-point favorites in this game. I've gone back and forth. I believed in, John, you remember last year? I believed in the U. I thought this was the year of the U last year. I said ACC championship. I said for the U last year. boy, did I have egg on my face because they didn't show out. Well, so far this year, I didn't see anything I liked in their first game that they had against Miami, Ohio. They won 38-3. They won the Battle of Miami. But that ain't enough. When you got Texas A&M, Jimbo's ass in future is on the line. Give me the Aggies minus the 4.5 on the road. Still not believing.
That's right. Tanner. Resume builder.
John, go ahead.
John, go ahead. It's a resume builder for Texas A&M, man. When they have to figure out why they didn't beat or come with an excuse for why they didn't beat, you know what I'm saying, Alabama, who, you know what I'm saying, LSU this year. But they had this, hey, man, remember when we steamrolled Miami? Guess what, man, that's what you're supposed to do. Look like Duke going to steamroll Miami this year. You know what I'm saying? Look like everybody's going, nah, man. In all seriousness, man, Miami still will be competitive in the ACC play. I'm saying maybe for like 5 wins. ACC play, but as far as beating Texas A&M, it's not happening.
Yeah, just a quick note for everybody. These two teams played last year at Texas A&M. Texas A&M was a 6.5-point favorite. They won 17-9 in a dirty, ugly game.
Yep, I'm not going against it. You only win money when you take the dog. That's my philosophy. You'll never see a bookie if you take the underdogs. Bet that to the house. So with that, the U play looked good. Their offense, their defense, it's going to be bumping down there at Hard Rock Life Stadium in Miami Gardens. It's no Orange Bowl down there. But Hurricanes – no, they got to – this is their only test for a little bit. They got flipping – I'll keep it PG – Bethune-Cookman the following on Thursday, and they got Temple. Didn't even know those teams had a damn football team. So if that tells you anything.
Hey, man, don't get into trouble, hard. Man. Brandon, don't get into trouble with Temple.
Oh, yeah. Temple, last year Temple came after my ass in football. They came after me, Tanner, on Twitter. I had all 10 of their fans come at me. All 10 of them.
They can come at me, too. I'll go tell them to go kiss Pepe Sanchez's ass right over there off the basketball team. That's the last time they were good.
I mean, the most notable fan was Bill Cosby. So, I mean.
Yeah. They can send John Chaney after me. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Okay, okay.
With that being said, I still like Miami. They're getting points at home. Like you said, I think it's going to be ugly again. And I think Miami can stay in there somehow. They're going to stay within a touchdown. And, I mean, I know that's a couple points in there, but it's going to be close. And I just like that enough. I think they could stay within that 4.5.
Marquee game this week, guys. Number 11, Texas, going to take on number 3, Alabama. Alabama, 7.5-point favorites. Tanner, who do you like in this one?
Man, I'm twisted between this. I hate betting against Saban. But last year, I'm telling you what, if that Brock Ewers dude does not get hurt, they lose. Alabama loses last year. Loses. They almost lost still. They should have lost.
Right.
Non-safety call. There were some plays, I mean, I don't know what Saban had thrown the referees that day, but they should have lost.
That was a very exciting game last year.
Oh, that game was awesome.
Yeah, it was a great game.
And I think Xavier Worthy on the outside for Texas, he's probably, him and Marvin Harrison Jr. are probably the two best wideouts in the country. He's going to give them a nightmare out there. If Brock Ewers shows up like he did last year in that game, I know they started off a little slow against Rice the other day, Texas, but they got it going in the second half, and they got it going. Saban did his thing the other day and drilled that. Drilled their team in the first half. I want another Alabama first half bet. Thank you, Nick Saban, for the late score. But I just want to see Texas hanging there. I might switch it and give you a call, but my heart right now says to take the Longhorns plus the 7.5. So that's what I'm going to roll with.
Okay. Jonathan.
It won't be crazy if Texas wins this game. It won't be crazy if Texas wins this game. That's just kind of where I was at. I don't think they do. I think Nick Saban's he's prepared for this, you know what I'm saying, this team to be, you know what I'm saying, I get it. They played a chump the first week. All criticism is, hey, why are you playing cupcake? Texas not cupcake. You know what I'm saying? They kind of like, they're not necessarily a welcoming doormat either, you know what I'm saying, because they have a lot to prove, and we all know what's going to happen next year as they come over to SEC play. So I expect a wild, high-scoring game, close game. But I think Alabama gets it done just because the Nick Saban's got a ball control plan, time clock, that type thing. I think that's what happens late.
Okay. Like you said, Tanner, I'm back and forth on this. I've had myself going both ways this week. But you don't win money going against Nick Saban. We've said this before. We've learned our lessons in the past. It was cute what happened in Texas. But we are not deep in the heart of Texas for this one. We are down in Redneckville, Tuscaloosa, and I'm going to take the University of Alabama minus a 7.5. Roll Tide in that second half. They'll be singing that Dixieland delight there to leave that Bryant-Denny Stadium. Alabama minus the 7.5. I'll text you both if I end up changing. I'll let you all know on Twitter, man, as well.
Brian Kelly, Brandon, you need to help Brian Kelly with his southern accent, man. That's all I'm saying.
Brian Kelly. Anybody that likes Brian Kelly, that son of a gun, 3-10 in anything that matters, worth a shit. That's why you fade him. Fade him nonstop. When he plays, who they got this week? If they got anybody good, I'd fade him again this week.
I don't think they do. I think they may have a bye. No. Oh, they take on Grambling.
Might as well be a bye.
Last game, Stanford at number 6, USC. USC, 29.5 point favorites against Stanford. It was at 30 when it opened. It's down to 29.5. Jonathan, Stanford at USC, the last time the Pac-12 matchup.
Pac-12 not going to be undefeated this weekend, man. Give me USC. Too much. Too much. Mm.
Tanner.
Stanford hung with them last time. I was just looking it up. USC, last time they played, 41-28 last year. Played them around the same amount, same time frame. Everybody was counting Stanford out when they played. I know it was Hawaii, but everybody was like, pound Hawaii, blah, blah, blah. That's all the things I read and heard about was pound Hawaii. Stanford, 2.5-point favorite that game, won by 13. It's just hard when those point spreads get up that high.
Right.
In a conference game like that. I mean, Caleb Williams is out there putting a stamp on it to win the Heisman again. Don't get me wrong, because he got like 9 touchdowns and 600 yards already. He's already swinging the rock all over the Southern California.
Yeah.
So, but I just think 29.5 is a lot. It's kind of like, it's not a huge rivalry, but it is a little bit between the two. Both private schools. I just think 29.5 is a lot. You're giving me 4 touchdowns plus some.
Could be.
I know Caleb Williams has got some people. I'm gonna give me the tree. Give me Stanford and the Cardinals.
Okay. Stanford's getting 58% of the bets. USC's getting 42%. But when you're looking at it, the disparity number, Stanford's getting 96% of the money. 96% of the money. USC getting 4%. That's a 38% discrepancy in the two. With that being said, Tanner, you're 100% right here. I've got Stanford as well, plus the 29.5. This is a huge discrepancy with bet percentage and money percentage. 96. I haven't seen that in a long time. So, all right, boys, that is our pick'em for week two. We did it. Me and John are doing an NFL one, Tanner, that we've been doing. I just have one question for you. Are you ready to see your 49ers get that ass beat at Acushnet Stadium this Sunday?
No, my gosh. Not after Bosa just signed that contract today, son.
Well.
Talk about pay day.
Yeah. Well, when he pairs his pec Sunday, you'll go ahead and text me.
It might be Kenny Pickett's neck that's broke off at the same time.
You want to do a bet for this one?
Smoke.
You want to do $20?
Yeah.
Let's
I'll
do $20 that. Bucks. Straight up?
Straight. Yeah, that's fine. Spread's 2.5 or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Niners minus 2.5, but let's do straight up. $20 straight up between our teams.
Yeah, I'm already in a $1,000 Survivor League. Hell, I should put real balls on it, put the Niners in there week one and show you what really makes me.
You should. Show that sack a little bit there, you know? Hey.
No, I don't want to waste the Niners on some chumps like the Steelers.
Yeah, because you know we can beat you. You guys, hey, but when we play, you guys are going to be awake. Your alarm's just going to be going off, waking up out of your PJs, and next thing you know, you're going to be down 14-0 to start the second quarter.
You say what you want, but Bosa's got enough money to pay those refs off whatever they want to make sure the Niners win that game, son.
Not with that Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy. Thank you.
Well,
wouldn't you rather just tank this year and get Caleb Williams?
TV Midhouse? California to California?
No.
Yeah.
They're not.
I think that's right up your
way. That's not in their DNA.
Well, it might have to be this year, buddy, when he tears it. When he tears that pectoral and the defense goes to shit. The same like the old 49ers. Jerry's not coming out. Steve's not coming out. Roger Craig's not coming out of that locker room.
I mean, Craigity. Their last two defensive coordinators were head coaches. If it shows you anything how good that D's been, solid. Not the Nico Ryans over there in Houston. They just put out a defense, no matter who their defensive coordinator is.
Yeah, they'll be a good 3-win team this year.
They win more games than the Steelers, I'll bet you that.
The Texans?
No, the Niners.
I was going to say, what the? I don't know. What's your guys' over-under
so
for wins?
I'll just leave it. That division's so bad in the AFC South. Texans has probably a good chance to win that division. It's so bad. Mm-hmm.
They do. It is one of the worst divisions in football, and Colts fans are delirious and say that I'm wrong about this, which is wild.
No, that division is god-awful.
So, all right.
Tanner,
$20 bet,
well,
49ers, Steelers
bet.
Straight up.
Okay, I'm in on that.
All right, buddy. Have a good luck this weekend. Yeah. We'll track the games. We'll all be in communication. Follow Tanner, T_Nuts. Is that the Twitter account?
Yeah.
T_Nuts on Twitter. We'll be talking with them. We'll be talking college football all week, our picks and such. So give us a follow on there, and we'll see how it goes. Tanner, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye, buddy. All right, John. Man, great show today. I think we've hit just on everything. If you don't have anything else, John, I'll let you wrap us and kind of do our thing.
No, man, I know. The MLB nuts, man. They want us to chime in.
Cubs are on a roll.
Cubs on the roll. The Dodgers, you know what I'm saying? The best team in baseball. Who else is on the roll? Houston is on the roll. But that's the best team in baseball, man. It's probably
Red.
I can't say if it's the man. It's the Atlanta Braves, man. They are probably the best team. Does that necessarily mean they're gonna win? If the World Series started tomorrow, like playoffs start tomorrow, it would be the Atlanta Braves. But like, man, there's still some teams. The Mariners are probably gonna have not the Mariners, excuse me, but the Astros are probably gonna have something to say, as well as the Phillies. are going to have something to say as this Major League Baseball thing kind of plays out. Man, outside of that, man, me and Brandon Reeves will be back next week. Man, we had a great show. Like Brandon said, shout out to all the callers who called in tonight. Shout out to all the folks who chimed in on us on the Facebook Live, man. If you ain't on, if you didn't call, why didn't you call? You know what I'm saying? But we'll get into all that, man. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Outside of that, man, we'll see you next week, man. Bigger, better than ever, man. Everybody, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.